Be more patient with yourself. Instead of trying to push through your resistance, instead of trying to just constantly expand your comfort zone and reach greater heights and achieve your next goal, I wonder what would happen if you actually worked through your trauma, your insecurities, your self-doubt, and fully became self-actualized. What if you gave yourself a chance at working out of inspiration and not desperation? What if you stopped trying to fight yourself at every corner and instead enjoyed the journey, had fun along the way, found it easy to do the things that you wanted to do, and not like it was a nightmare, you dragging yourself through the whole journey and miserable the whole way through, and finally when you reach the end, then you can feel good about yourself. Now, maybe you've already done this to some extent. If you're listening to this, chances are you are quite deep into personal growth and you have spent some time looking at what's going on in your own psychology. But there is a huge skill gap here between human beings. On one side, you have people who just push through the pain and push through the discomfort and do the right thing. And seemingly it's very noble, right? Just fight against all the dark evil powers that mostly tend to be yourself and your own ego. However, on the other side, you have effortless flow, the universe seemingly conspiring in your favor, making everything easier for you, making you enjoy every moment of your life much more, and you being present to it all, taking it all in, loving your life and loving all that is around you. Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Either way, we can always improve, right? So, where do you feel resistance? What goals are you working towards where you feel uncomfortable? Where are you challenged by your own courage? If nowhere, then let's take some bigger risks. Let's set some more ambitious goals. But if you are, as I was when I first started and have continued to be, then let's do a process that will truly free you from all resistance and allow you to feel great about every move that you make and not be in pain as you suffer your way to finally achieving your goals. We don't need that, okay? So here's what I did. I had anxiety. I would try to speak in front of the camera when I first started back in 2014, and I would just choke. And I tried to start in January of 2014 and I couldn't. I didn't publish anything. I held myself back. I was in resistance to myself. I tried to make an intro for my channel and what I was trying to do, and nothing was working. I just felt like an idiot. I couldn't do it. I was passionate about self-improvement and even entrepreneurship, but I didn't know how to move forward and I didn't feel like I was good enough. I was judging myself so harshly. Don't get me wrong, I continued to do that for a while, but what saved me and what unlocked the safe, really, for me, because there was so much gold and value inside, was realizing that, hey, you're not just supposed to push through. Yes, it's good to do the right thing and to practice and to get better at making videos or playing an instrument or being on stage or public speaking or, you know, being a leader and a CEO, whatever it might be in your life, being better in your relationship, in every area. But preferably, you're doing it from a place of ease. And the way that you get there is not just through the practice and not just by getting good at the thing. That is very important and a huge part of the equation. But without this other part, it's much more difficult than it needs to be. So here's what you do. You ask yourself, why do I feel uncomfortable? Why do I feel that tension? Where is this coming from? And what's the first time I remember feeling this way? I remember my anxiety largely came from just not socializing well in school. And just in my teens, I started to get into a weird stage and I was very antisocial. I was just hiding away from the world and becoming very depressed. And I had a lot of weird thoughts in my head that I started buying into. So look, whatever your version of that is, you know, there's many different ways to do that. Examine it. Understand, why am I such a perfectionist? Or why am I so sloppy and I just let things go on the other end of the scale, right? It doesn't matter what your version is. It matters that you see yourself for who you are and how you're behaving and start examining why. Why do I show up this way? Where did I learn this from? What lesson was it really trying to teach me? And what's the opportunity here? Because here's the beauty of it. I found out that that anxiety and that fear was really there to try to show me, hey, people will judge you. You're probably not going to be received the way that you want. you might not look as cool as you'd like to look. And even when you look at yourself, you're probably going to be disappointed. And I was when I watched my first videos back and when I reviewed my own performances, I didn't feel like I was doing a very good job. But with practice, of course, you get better. Even more so, when I changed my state and unlocked that resistance, everything became way easier. And it will for you too, I can promise you that, because I've seen it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients. So here's what I need you to do. Examine where that resistance is coming from, understand yourself, really question yourself, and now accept yourself. Fully embrace the fact that you feel guilty, or that you feel afraid or scared, or that you feel like you aren't worthy. Whatever it might be, whatever sensation, whatever feeling, whatever thought, accept, and understand yourself. Why would you feel this way? It makes sense, doesn't it? Probably something traumatized you, an event or a person did something to you in your life. Maybe multiple people treated you a certain way, and it taught you that this is how love works, right? If somebody's been in an abusive relationship once, twice, or three times, that's what sinks in into their subconscious mind. This is what a relationship looks like. It's not supposed to look that way, but we get taught through our reference experiences that this is how this area of my life is meant to look like. This is what love is. This is what success is. Success is grinding, hustle, pushing yourself, right? Despite proving everybody wrong. No, it doesn't have to be that way. So let's teach ourselves some new tricks, right? Even if you're an old horse. Or an old dog. The point is that if you can really start to look at, okay, here's where it's coming from. I can accept it. I can integrate it. And I understand why it's part of me. And now I can decide how I want to show up, how I want to feel, because I'm not in resistance to myself anymore. So I realize the anxiety is there. I start to process that. I start to understand where it's coming from, what it's based in. And then I look at, okay, well, how do I want to feel? How do I want to show up into what I'm doing? And I want it to be relaxed. I want it to have a good time. Don't you? Right? So then I decided that's what I'm going to do. And was there some resistance there? Yes. But when you practice feeling a certain way, it becomes habitual. Your emotions are very habitual. In fact, I can bet that you can list your top five emotions that you feel on a frequent basis. And it's unlikely that you are really going far away from those five within a week, within even a month, and most likely even within a year, you'll stick to ballpark the range of those five emotions. So, if you want to expand and you want something new and you want to feel a different way, you have to become conscious. And that's why I'm doing this with you right now here today, why I want you to listen closely and really understand that, hey, if you want to break free, if you want to feel much better, you need that patience and love towards yourself to really see what's going on, do some internal analysis, process it, and now make a decision to how you want to feel. You can't just decide, push through, because you missed the first two parts, and those parts are more important than actually deciding that you're going to feel happy or excited instead of anxious, or instead of fearful, or instead of doubtful of yourself, okay? So take this and start practicing it every single day. Be proactive about it. How do you want to feel in certain situations, in social dynamics, in a certain environment, right? How do you want to be around your friends? How do you want to show up around your partner? How do you want to behave professionally in your career? How do you want to show up when you're just relaxing by yourself? What do you want to be doing in that time? How do you want to feel during that time? What kind of thoughts do you want in your head? And now we are taking back control, but through patience with ourselves and time to really understand ourselves first, not trying to force, not seeing, you know, a broken wall and just trying to paint over it and cover it up. It's not a great strategy. You're putting yourself at a disadvantage if you're just pushing through. If there's a rotten foundation or a rotten roof, you don't want to just cover it up. You want to deal with what's going on in there. I know that's uncomfortable. I know it's not an easy, quick fix, but it's a permanent fix and it works. And that's why I wanted to share this with you. So I hope that it was helpful. And if you want to work with me one-on-one and also be in an environment of like-minded people who are all growing and really living their dream lives and constantly sharing and helping each other, then go to eraphael.com and you can book yourself a free one-on-one consultation with me so we can talk and see what's going on. going on in your life, what your goals are, where you want to head. That's not for everybody, only if you're serious and you really want some help and support and some coaching and mentorship. But eraphael.com is where you can go and claim that. I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.